This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
In quarantine in a hotel room in Adelaide. Brendan Bale, hello.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to you, David Hunch. It's so lovely to speak with you.
Likewise. So give us a bit of a background on who you are for those that don't know you through Sunday Arts. You were a journalist.
Yes, well, I was when we met anyway. Did that for a number of years and then just got a little bit sick and tired of the rat race. So I had always wanted to live overseas and work overseas, and an opportunity came up and I jumped at it. But yep. Unfortunately, it meant I had to give up Sunday Arts Magazine and Melbourne.
Yeah, Melbourne. And one of the things that you were passionate about, and you used to do it, we have Stephen A. Russell that does the film reviews now.
He's fantastic,
You used to do the film reviews. So you're a film buff still. Are you still into film?
Well, let's just say the listeners at home can't see, but I'm wearing my Melbourne Cinematheque shirt in honour of, I guess, my old life, maybe. one of my favourite shirts because of, just the wonderful things that Melbourne Cinematheque do in Melbourne. So that kind of tells you a little bit about how much I love film and discussing films, watching films, analysing them. So I can't get enough. But it has been a little bit more difficult in Spain, I must say.
Now tell people you left Melbourne and you left Joy and you went to Spain. Why did you go to Spain?
So as I said a little bit before, I got this opportunity to teach English in a primary school in Spain, a little city called Alcoy in the Valencia region.
Yeah.
And as I said, I jumped at the chance to do it and it's been amazing. But as you can imagine, this year hasn't been the easiest of rides, being in Spain with the coronavirus raging.
Yeah. And while you were there, you were moving around a fair bit up until this year. Tell us, what's the art scene like in Spain? It must be amazing.
Oh, it's incredible. You talk about most of the big cities have, quite a strong art scene, but I would say the top two are obviously Barcelona and Madrid, and especially the beautiful Prado Museum in Madrid, and there's just a number of incredible art galleries or art museums, really. They're just incredible. But there's a lot of local art as well, a lot of local artisans as well. So it's an incredible scene, really, is over there,
Excellent. Now, you're on today's show to be, which something we didn't do because we used to just play whatever song we felt like playing on the show. But now we do a classic album of the week. And I asked you to do that. It was a good opportunity for us to have you back on the show. What have you chosen?
So this is very difficult. When you asked me, I knew the artist that I wanted, Lana Del Rey, but it was very difficult picking from her discography because each of her albums, is beautiful in its own way. But I thought I'd go back almost to the start, but probably the start for a lot of people, including myself, which is her album Born to Die, which was released in 2012 January.
Now tell us where's she from? Who is she? For those who don't know her.
Well, okay, so Lana Del Rey is her stage name. So she was born Elizabeth Grant or Lizzie Grant, and that was actually the title of her first album that didn't, it was actually pulled from, stores and things like that. So, and that was called Lizzie Grant. So she was born in New York City, of all places. Right. And I actually thought she was born on the West Coast. So it was interesting to find that in my research.
Okay. And how did she get a record deal? So she, did she, you know, like self-release that first album under her real name and then she got a record deal?
No, it was actually through a label, but I don't think they really knew what to do with her and I don't think she knew exactly who she was at that point either.
Okay.
You know, but she's like a very strong songwriter. Every track on sort of the first release in January, the songs were co-written by her, and then only one song from the re-release that I'll talk a little bit about that was released later in the year, only one track wasn't co-written by her because it was a cover.
Right. Now, tell us, why are you obsessed with her, Brendan Dale?
I just love it. I think, and this sort of speaks for the first track that we'll play, Born to Die, that track sort of sets the scene for the whole album. It's very cinematic. Some people call it Baroque pop or dream pop. But some words I've said are atmospheric, melancholic, romantic, deep, dramatic, cathartic. So these are the kind of things it's sometimes it's not an easy listen. Actually now it is for me, but maybe on the first try, it might be a little bit hard to penetrate and get into. But once you kind of understand her lyricism and the mood that she puts into the music, I was just hooked, you know, after one listen. I just kept going back and back and back to it.
And, you know, like, has she had pop success? You know, like, what's her success rate?
Yeah, well, Born to Die actually reached number one on the ARIA charts and went 2 times platinum. And also reached number 2 in the US on the Billboard 200 charts. So, and... yeah, 2 times platinum in Australia and platinum in the US. So the first album did very, very well. I think the subsequent albums haven't done quite as well commercially, but critically they've been, you know, critical darlings and have had enough sort of sales to keep her in the game, let's just say. And she tours a lot.
Does she? Yeah. And what? How big are the tours? You know, like a few thousand people's theatres or bigger than that?
No, big, I don't know about stadium, but big crowds, yeah. Especially I actually missed out, unfortunately, the chance to see her in, I think it was Madrid in Spain, and I think that was a stadium show.
Okay.
Because she's quite large, you know, quite popular in Europe and obviously Australia and New Zealand, I think she really popped as well. So,
So it's tough for a female singer these days because there's so many of the pop singers per se are very manufactured, aren't they? And they're almost chewed up and spat out along the way.
Yeah.
So it must be difficult for an artist like that who's on the the borderline of being a pop artist like that, but you know, like as you said, writing her own material. Do you reckon that one day she'll come back as an older artist and have great, like probably in her mid 30s or 40s?
She's in her mid 30s now, actually. So
yeah. And can you see her, turning a total 360 and producing something that will, make her a household name again?
Well, I would argue that she's still, for a lot of people, especially in the US, she is sort of a household name, but she's kind of on, the lower end of celebrity. I think that's afforded her enough freedom within her songwriting and her producing that she's been able to produce work that actually speaks to her which is really strange because she started out as kind of like what you said, like this product, this kind of creation. It's not her real name; it's Lana Del Rey. She kind of treads that line between pop and alternative and kind of, underappreciated a little bit in some circles and then, very much beloved in other circles. So she's kind of carved out this real niche audience that just absolutely loves her, and I would fit into that that crowd.
Well, and you've always been a huge fan too, haven't you?
I have.
I used to tease you about it.
To your chagrin sometimes. Yeah. Are you playing again, Brendan? Oh, that's Lana Del Rey.
Born to Die is the title track, and that's the opening track, which that will be the first one we'll play today. Mm-hmm. What else are some of your favourite tracks on the album?
So I've been very picky with what I've chosen. So some of them, they're all my highlights, but some of them have been quite big hits and some of them were not released at all as singles. But my sort of short list is Blue Jeans after Born to Die, and I've done it in album order. So Blue Jeans, Video Games, which was the single that really put her on the map and just went viral on YouTube and a number of different sort of avenues for people to listen to music. And then I said National Anthem, which is fantastic, very Americana kind of sounding. Dark Paradise, which is arguably my favourite track of hers from this whole album. Summertime Sadness, which you might remember the Cedric Gervais, I think you pronounce it, the remix with the very dancey, beautiful, like EDM kind of music with that went along with it for the remix. And then I would add from the deluxe edition, there's Without You, and Lucky Ones, which is really beautiful, sort of stirring love ballad. And then from Born to Die, the Paradise Edition, which was the extended version from November 2012, I'd say Ride, American, and Blue Velvet, which I know I've made you listen to many times. That's the cover that she did for H&M.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was an official single as such, but it was kind of released into the market as this advertising track for H&M. So, and that was a cover of the Tony Bennett song, which was then done by Bobby Vinton in 63.
Yep.
So it's got quite a history, that song, but I think she does it just a beautiful, subtle, sweeping strings and just beautiful sound to it. So that's the one I really wanted to end on, because I think that would be it's just a beautiful track and I come back to it all the time.
Brilliant. So, Brendan, has she still retained her record label? You know, like, have they held on to her? You know, because, you know, as I was saying earlier in our chat, is that a lot of them, they chew them up and spit them out, but she's retained her her record label?
Well, I think that's what I was alluding to a little bit before. So her first label didn't know what to do with her and kind of fumbled her first release.
Yeah.
And then I think she got signed to another label and then they kind of knew where to kind of slot her into the market, which
and
was
she's still there.
Somewhere in pop and hip hop. And if you listen to the whole album, there is influences of a number of different genres. It's a bit of a mixed bag. So, and she's still there, but my other favourite album would be Honeymoon, which went full on kind of Hollywood drama, glamour kind of thing. So I nearly chose that one as well. So, but her most recent one, which I can't actually say the title, but it's Norman something Rockwell.
Oh, okay.
The word starts with an F in the middle.
Okay. And how long ago was that?
Return to that as well.
Sorry? How long ago was that she released that?
You're putting me on the spot, but I think it was probably about a year ago or two years ago, maybe now. So, but she's released other things in between that and now, but no full album, I don't think, yet.
All right.
So I think she's sort of working on stuff.
Well, Brendan Bale, lovely chatting to you and welcome back to Australia, even though you're not coming through Melbourne when you get out of isolation in Adelaide, because you're going up to the Gold Coast to see your family.
I am.
And so you have chosen, what's in the name of the album?
It's Born to Die by Lana Del Rey.
Thank you so much, Brendan Bale, and we'll start off with that track.
Streets. Is it by mistake or design?
On Sunday Arts Magazine, I'm David Hunt and you're on Joy 94.9. Brendan Bale has chosen this week's classic album of the week, Lana Del Rey and her album Born to Die. He's obsessed with this artist, so I hope you're going to enjoy hearing lots of tracks. We've already played one track, the title track Born to Die. Here's the next track off the album that Brendan has chosen. It's called Off to the Races. Off to the races, my lad. You're on Joy 94.9.
My old man is a bad man, but I can't deny the way he holds my hand. And he grabs me, he has me by my heart. He doesn't mind to have a Las Vegas past. He doesn't mind to have a L.A. crass way about me. He loves me with every beat of his cocaine heart. Swimming pool, glimmering darling, white bikini off with my red nail polish. Watch me in the swimming pool, bright blue ripples. You sitting, sipping on your black crystal. Oh yeah. Light of my life, fire in my loins. Be a good baby, do what I want. Light of my life, fire in my loins. Give me them gold coins, give me them. I'm off to the races, cases, up a party chases, chasing me all over. Soul as sweet as blood red jam, and he shows me, he knows me, every inch of my tar black soul. He doesn't mind I have a flat broke down life. In fact, he says he thinks it's why he might like about me. Admires me the way I roll like a rolling stone. Likes to watch me in the glass room, bathroom, gentle mama, slipping on my red dress, putting on my makeup. Glass room, perfume, cognac, lilac fume. Says it feels like heaven to him.
Light of his love, fire of his loins. Keep me forever, tell me you want me. Light of your life, fire of your loins. Tell me you want me, give me.
And I'm
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.